Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Let me give you a little story on Motley Crue. They used to do something really crazy back in the 80s. You know how, well, we don't do it that much anymore now because you shouldn't. You know when you shake hands with somebody, you meet them. Sometimes you hug them. Right? Sometimes you give them a kiss. Unless you're Dan Mullen's wife, then you make out with everybody. That's a whole different ballgame. But Motley Crue, back in 84, were part of the Monsters of Rock tour with Van Halen and AC/DC. Now, it coincided with Crue drummer Tommy Lee, referred to as a crazy biting phase. Motley had this thing that if we really loved you, some people would high-five, others hug, we would bite you. So one person that wasn't a fan of this was Eddie Van Halen. Vince Neil went over and chomped on Eddie. And Eddie was so mad, he was, "What the F is wrong with you?" Lee recalled of the incident. Motley Crue bassist Nikki Sixx, who said the band's bites occasionally drew blood, admitted the strange custom nearly cost the band the tour. "I remember manager Doc McGee came to us and he goes, 'Good job, a-holes. I think you're getting thrown off the Van Halen tour.'" So this is the best part, Bill. Part of the reason why Van Halen's anger was the location of the bite. For whatever reason, Neil decided to sink his teeth into Van Halen's hand. You know what it is to bite Eddie Van Halen? And you're going to choose to bite him in the hand? So it turned into a huge fight. McGee confessed on Talk is Jericho podcast, revealing that he had to apologize every day for the Crue's shenanigans. Unsurprisingly, Motley Crue's chomping antics were also poorly received from other bands. "I bit Malcolm Young and he hated it," Tommy Lee admitted. "We did it for a couple years until we either were over it or realized it might be a little dangerous."
When I read that story, I'm surprised that they didn't get their ass kicked for biting Eddie's hand, right?
Well, you're going to have to be pretty tough to kick their ass. So,
dude, you just bring a baseball bat, bro.
I know, but those guys are crazy, too. That's what
I'm saying. I know. There's no doubt that they're nuts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But, well, it shows you. I mean, this is the level of Ozzy biting off the head of a bat and crap like that, right?
Right.
This is on that wavelength.